other things.
Some groups of devotees, they say that the work that one does in spreading Krishna consciousness, such as going out and distributing books, that is a pre-qualification for developing mood of Krishna consciousness. So they say it's like it's not bhakti, it's karma which qualifies one for bhakti, or not qualifies but gives us something to do which doesn't entangle us more. But then the real bhakti is when we hear a chant, so they separate the work in Krishna consciousness from hearing and chanting, or from the direct processes, nine processes of devotional service. Could you say something about that?
That's, if they say what you say, then that's wrong, because that's not what Krishna consciousness is about. That's not what the activities of, or the activities of book distribution and so on about. Those are directly devotional service, pure devotion. They're not anything else other than devotional service. It's not karma yoga or anything like that. Otherwise, what was Arjuna's fighting on the battlefield? That was karma yoga, or that was something else, or... So, no. Mami, Kamsaranam, Rajak. That was activity of pure devotion, even though it may be in killing others. Using weapons, certainly and Arjuna wasn't, doing kirtan while he was shooting his arrows, but the shooting of his arrows, that was kirtan. Why? Because what's kirtan? Kirtan means to glorify Krishna and please Krishna. So by reestablishing the type of monarchy that Krishna wanted, by having Yudhisthira Maharaj on the throne, by fulfilling Krishna's desire, that was glorifying Krishna. And therefore, although Arjuna wasn't sitting down somewhere and just chanting Hare Krishna or reciting Srimad Bhagavatam, but his fighting was the same, because in essence that's what he was doing. He was fulfilling Krishna's desire, he was pleasing Krishna and glorifying Krishna. So it was kirtan. Arjuna's fighting was in itself kirtan, although to the external eyes it appears to be different. So perhaps people who aren't very advanced in Krishna consciousness, they think Arjuna's, performing some kind of karma yoga, but I don't think many intelligent people would accept that type of proposal. However, it should be noted that all activities that devotees perform always qualify them and purify them for performing devotional activities in a higher state of Krishna consciousness. But that doesn't mean the activity is different. The activity is the same. So we preach in a initial state of Krishna consciousness. In order to be able to preach later on in a higher state of Krishna consciousness. It isn't that your activity changes and you preach, and then when you become advanced, you give up preaching to just chant and hear. That's not our mind. That's not our business. Our business is that we continue to preach, no matter what stage of Krishna consciousness you're at. But just like chanting Hare Krishna, you chant Hare Krishna with offense in order to chant Hare Krishna to be free from offense. You chant purely in order to chant with love. So the activity remains the same. Same way our activity of devotional practices remains the same, and we distribute books, and at the same time we read books and we chant and we hear, and it's all Swarup, Siddhasarup Bhakti. It's all devotional service on the platform of direct devotion. It's not indirect devotion. It's not imagined devotion. It's not attributing devotion to anything else. But it's sort of, you distribute books, you preach, you get people to give a donation. You do that by glorifying Krishna, by inducing people to surrender to Krishna. That's what chanting and hearing is all about. So it's a misconception. It's not a pure conception of what actually Sankirtan is. It's the conception that's also shared by Babaji's, that Sankirtan means just doing bhajan. Whereas for us, bhajan means going out on the streets, distributing books, spreading Krishna consciousness, these activities. Like yesterday, Bhakti Chumaraj was quoting Pujala Raghavata Gaurava Pandi, Vishaya Shadu Mata, Vishaya Rangi, Pujala Raghavata Gaurava Gangi, Sadhu Jana Vishaya Rangi, Sadhu Jana Vishaya Rangi. We engage in apparently Vishaya activities of the senses, material activities, but that's just the appearance, that's the appearance to materialistic people, just like that's what Bhagavad Gita is all about. So people are talking about higher states of devotional service, but they don't understand what Bhagavad Gita means. So that's a little on that. And now I'm going to get ready to go over.